الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Welcome once again on this beautiful program called The Early Echo. Yes, dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, in today's program, we are to discuss the spiritual codes and statements of the blessed and honorable companions alayhi muridwan. Please stay with us till the end of today's program, especially to the viewers of the social media. Share this with others for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Let's now listen to a beautiful, fragrant narration with regards to increasing one's recitation of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills 100 needs of the one who recites 100 Salat upon me in the day and night of Friday. Allahu Akbar, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of his needs will be fulfilled in this very world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. So remember, as I said before we listen to this narration, that the sayings and statements of the noble companions alayhi muridwan guide us in various fields of life. This is because the sayings of these eminent personalities are a result of the blessings they attain through the guidance and companionship, yani the company of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, their sayings are an overview of their experiences over by many years as they had spent in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their experiences they have attained after so many years of the propagation of Islam and receiving this tarbiyah and training directly from Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to the sayings and teachings, these statements by various companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After listening to some of the quotes, then we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam which will rejuvenate our spirits. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, who is a great companion of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, whether a person is white or black, free or a slave, Arab or non-Arab, he says, if I come to know they possess more piety, yani taqwa, than me, I would like to have been a portion of their skin. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Dear viewers, focus on his statement as he says, I would like to have been a portion of their skin. If only I had known he possesses more taqwa and piety than I do. In fact, in another narration, in a hadith, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha had said that nothing ever amazed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is to say, nothing ever put him into astonishment or amazement except for the taqwa and piety he found in the hearts of others. Allahu Akbar. And this is simply because Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious Quran Pak has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. And this is the focus, dear viewers of Madini channel. When you open the tafsir and the commentary of this verse, the ulama and the scholars of Islam have written that we are, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had also written, that simply because we are created from one man and one woman, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Bibi Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum. For they are created from soil, dust, that is our origin. Soil and dust is our origin. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then divided us into various parts. Now let's go through the translation of this beautiful verse. He Azza wa Jalla says, O people, Allahu Akbar, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman, and have made you into various tribes. Allahu Akbar. Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla has divided us into various tribes. So what is the reason for this, dear viewers of Madini channel? Why is somebody who's black, who's white, who's Indian, who's this various social statuses, these different backgrounds we have? Somebody is Meman, somebody is Urdu, somebody is Kokni, somebody is Surti. These various tribes, Allahu Akbar. Simply, he says, and nations that you may recognize one another. لِتَعَارَفُ Allahu Akbar. Simply so that we may recognize one another. And then he says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. And this is the focus, dear viewers of Madani channel. When you open the tafsir of the Kanzul Iman Sharif, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you would learn that Allah Azza wa Jalla indeed looks at the taqwa and the piety that we possess, that we have. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, the most honorable among you, according to Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who possesses taqwa and piety, who is most pious amongst us. So therefore, we should try and adopt taqwa. Imagine Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I would have liked to been a portion of their skin if only I had known he possesses more piety than I do. Today's day and age, piety is never the yardstick to see the excellence of a person, to measure the status of a person, but rather the clothing he wears on his body, the cars they drive, the homes that they live in, the food that they eat, their lifestyle has become the yardstick to measure their excellence and how great they are. Whereas in the time of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was never about black or white, whether he is a slave, whether he is an Arab or non-Arab, but rather the focus used to be on the piety and taqwa of the person. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let's go to another saying and teaching of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an. Hazrat Sayyidina Nirman rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once was walking with an army. And as he walked with the army, he said, listen, many people in white clothing are tainted in regards to their faith. And many of those who consider themselves blessed are actually worthless. He says, O people, new good deeds abolish old sins. And if any of you fulfill, or any of you fill the earth and sky with your evil deeds, but then perform a good deed, it is possible for that single virtue to overcome all those sins and wipe all of them out. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So one virtuous deed could be the reason and cause to abolish all those sins that you had committed. So never look upon any good deed as it is a very small deed. It is a minor deed. Aapko nahi pata. You have no knowledge that perhaps this one little deed that you thought of nothing could lead you to Jannah, could take you into paradise, and through that deed you could attain the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hadrat Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'dan rahmatullahi ta'ala reports that Aminul Ummah Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, the heart of a believer changes countless times throughout the day. similar to a sparrow. And that is why the name of the heart in Arabic is called qalb. Qalb is something which is like a feather, and it changes. If the wind blows from the right, it shall flip to the left. And if the wind blows from the left, it shall flip to the right. Likewise, the heart of a believer changes countless times throughout the day, as Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu said, similar to a sparrow. He compared the heart to a sparrow simply because it changes, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us and grant us istiqamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal change the conditions of our hearts and fill the love of Madinatul Munawwara into our hearts, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Let's recite this beautiful share of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. He says,
Madina mera sina ho, mera sina Madina ho, Madina dil ke andar ho, dile muztar Madine mein bula lo phir mujhe shaye baharo par Madine mein phir rota hua aao tere dar par Madine mein
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Inshallah, عز وجل, dear viewers, for now we are going to listen to this kalam. Ya Shafi'i Umam, Lillah Kardo Karam. And when we do come back, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is also a very close and blessed companion of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to listen to his statements as we have listened to the statements of Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So please stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, bisaharon ki sada sunte hain iltija sab ki huzur sunte hain kyunki gar tum na suno तुम न करोगे तो करम कौन करेगा आका आका नजरे करम आका नजरे करम आका नजरे करम लिल्ला कर दो कर
Allah
अरे मेहमान अपना बनाने दिए मुझको आका मदीने बुलाने दिए और मेहमान अपना बना लीजिए दर पे बुलवा के जलवा दिखा दीजिए दर पे बुलवा के जलवा दिखा दीजिए आका मेरा सीना मदीना बना दीजिए मेरा सीना मदीना बना दीजिए अश्क बारख हो जाए मुझको अता इल्तिजा है मेरी या हबीब खुदा अश्क बारख हो जाए मुझको अता अल्तुफैल बिलाल उवैसो रजा अल्तुफैल बिलाल उवैसो आँसुओं का खजाना शाह दीजिए आँसुओं का खजाना शाह दीजिए सब्ज गुंबद की हरियालियाँ देखने फिर अरब के हसी वादियाँ देखने सब्ज गुंबद की हरियालियाँ देखने रोजा पाक की जालियाँ देखने रोजा पाक की जालियाँ देखने इब्ने बदकार को मुस्तफा दीजिए इब्ने बदकार को मुस्तफा दीजिए सुल्तान दी है तमन्नाए आतार अंदोहगी हो निगाहे करम इस पे सुल्तान दी बस बाकी मुबारक में दो गज जमी बस बाकी मुबारक में दो गज जमी अस्तुफैल शहे करबला दीजिए अस्तुफैल शहे करबला दीजिए आका नज़रे करम लिल्ला कर दो
MashaAllah, marhaba, subhanallah. And this was the kalam that we were listening to. Ya Shafi'i, mam lillah kardo karam. Come back to our discussion. We were listening to the sayings and the statements of the blessed and honorable companions of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab aage badhte hain. And now we shall listen to the statements of this great companion, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He says, may I not find any of you like that person who lays all night like a corpse on the bed and remains in pursuit of attaining the world all day without any care for the hereafter. He makes dua that may I not find any one of you like this, in this condition that you lay on the bed just like a corpse. Jis tarah ek murda pada rehta hai. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini Channel, may a person not be laying in that state with this motivation that I'm only going to be chasing the world. His intention is to only attain the wealth of this world without any care of the hereafter. Focus and reflect, ponder over these words of wisdom, dear viewers. They have so much of meaning. And then he even expresses his dislike in the next statement. He says, I have great dislike for the person who is neither engaged in any worldly task, nor does he have any concern for the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. And he says, jo banda mujhe aisa milta hai, that he has no concern for the hereafter and he is only engaged in the worldly task, for such a person I personally have great dislike for. And this is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu who had said this, dear viewers. And then he says, all of you are guests, and guests do not stay forever, as they eventually have to leave. All of the wealth in your possession is borrowed, and borrowed wealth must be returned to its owner. Allahu Akbar. Look at the words of wisdom in the statement, dear viewers of Madini Channel. He has compared man as guests. All of you are guests. Yani hum sab mehman hain. And mehman and guests do not stay forever. Zahir se baat hai, when you're on a journey, on a safar, you go to any hotel, you go to any place, you go there for a limited time, as you are not going to stay there forever. Likewise is your baggages. If you are traveling for a day or two, a person does not carry all his household items. He doesn't take his whole wardrobe and cupboard with him and move. No, he will take that what's necessary. And then he says, since we are guests and we are not going to stay forever, as they eventually have to leave one day, so all of the wealth in our possession that we have in the form of assets, in the form of wealth and money, all of this is borrowed, and anything which we have borrowed from the owner has to be returned back to the owner. Allahu Akbar. Everything belongs to Allah and everything shall return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is for this world people fight, people slander one another, people murder one another. Kisi shayar ne bada khub farmaya hai, aur is shayar ko main padhna chahunga taki hume kuch motivation mile, hamari kuch tarbiyat ho. And he says,
Seena taan ke chalta kyun hai, bhai se bhai jalta kyun hai, Seena taan ke chalta kyun hai, bhai se bhai jalta kyun hai, mitti mein ek din milna hai sabko, mitti mein ek din milna hai sabko, tera mera karta kyun hai. Allah 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 Allah.
Allah grant us humbleness, ki hum Allah ke khatir, Allah ki riza ke liye, we should oppose our nafs. And if we are not in talking terms, विद आवर पेरेंट्स, विद आवर ब्रदर्स, विद आवर सिबलिंग्स, दुनिया के चक्कर के वजह से, तो उसे ख़त्म करें, अल्लाह की रज़ा के लिए मुआफ़ी तलब करें, एंड यू शैल सी द बरका एंड द ब्लेसिंग्स इन योर लाइफ इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल. लेट्स लिसन टू अनदर ब्यूटिफुल फ्रेग्रेंट सेइंग ऑफ हिज एमिनेंस अब्दुल्ला बिन मसूद रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु. इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल स्टेटमेंट सेज, द शो ऑफ does not refrain from ostentation even after dying. Yani marne ke baad bhi, duniya se jaane ke baad bhi, intiqal ke baad bhi, ek banda jo hai riyakari se mehfooz nahi hota. When asked how, jab pucha gaya how is this possible, he said he desires for many people to attend his funeral prayer, janaza, so he is lauded for that. People will praise and say, wow, so many people attended his janaza. Ostentation does not leave a person even after death, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and grant us the ability and tawfiq to repent. Inshallah, we are now going to listen to this beautiful, fragrant Madani pearl. And when we do return, inshallah, we are going to continue with the teachings and statements of the blessed companions, Ahlihim Ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Sahaba-i-Kiram, alayhim ridwan, those noble personalities who had the good fortune of spending a lot of time with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They served him, they sat in his company, and they learned a lot from him, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now, as ummatis, as followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what regard should we hold the Sahaba? And let me tell you what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us, what he has guided us in regards to his blessed companions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْرِمُوا أَصْحَابِي, honor my companions, فَإِنَّهُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ, because they are the best from amongst you. Now remember, the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan were the first people to believe in the message brought by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as such, the verse of the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, this firstly applies to them. And whenever we remember the companions alayhim wa ridwan, we should remember them in a good light. And this is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that whenever we make mention, dhikr of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, we only mention them in a good light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever make us amongst those who honor and respect the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and keep us far away from those who disrespect the honorable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to the teachings and statements of these great, honorable and noble companions of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are guiding stars, dear viewers. Never forget our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith says, Ashabi kan nujum. He compared them to the stars. He says, Ashabika nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like the stars in the sky. If you follow any one of them, you will righteously be guided. Allahu Akbar. We have the blessed Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted us his companions. As it has been stated in the poetry, subhanallah, so beautifully.
काह बेड़ा पार अस्हाबे हुजूर, एहले सुन्नत काह बेड़ा पार अस्हाबे हुजूर, नजम है और नाम है इतरत रसूलुल्लाह की, नजम है और नाम है इतरत रसूलुल्लाह की, अर्श हक है मसनदे रिफात रसूलुल्लाह की.
MashaAllah, subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers. These statements are actually energizing me myself, alhamdulillah. We get to learn so many Madani pearls. I mean, there are statements about one's inner condition, about the hidden secrets of a person, about the physical state of a person, about the do's and don'ts, and so many, subhanallah. We have just selected a few That will motivate the viewers, inshallah. And look at this beautiful statement he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said. He says, whoever is capable should place their wealth where no insect or no thief could touch it. Yani, aise jagah pe apne maal ko rakho jahan pe koi keede makode na aaye na koi insaan tak wahan pahunche. Kahan pe? Where should we keep our wealth? Which is the safest place to keep the wealth? He says, give it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal as sadaqah, as a person's heart remains attentive towards his wealth. Subhanallah. Yani, investing it in this path is to protect your wealth, is it to protect yourself where no insects and no thief could ever touch. If you spend that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is so beneficial. Subhanallah. He says, the truth feels, jo sachai hai, he says, the truth feels heavy and bitter, whereas a lie, jhoot, seems light and sweet. And sometimes a small amount of lust can lead to a long period of sadness. Allah, Allah, Allah. He has highlighted all the major sins that's committed, dear viewers of Madini channel. These are the stepping stones and these are the doors of opportunity which leads from one sin to the other. These are viruses, dear viewers. The truth feels heavy and bitter. No doubt. Jo sachai hota hai, that which is the truth is heavy and bitter. And the opposite of truth is jhoot, it is lie. Whereas a lie seems light and sweet. And sometimes a small amount of lust can lead to a long period of sadness. If only we could put control over our carnal desires. If only we could abandon that and put a stop to that. And fight and oppose our nafs for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Amal-e nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya. May Allah bless us. May Allah pardon our sins, dear viewers of Madani channel. There are so many teachings and sayings of these gigantic and great, you know, personalities in Islam. Subhanallah. So now we are going to go further and listen to the statements of other companions of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have also guided us, subhanallah, and given us amazing Madani pearls for us to reflect, for us to think about. And here, subhanallah, we mention the sayings of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu actually has narrated this, that he saw Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma holding the tip of his tongue while saying, what great regret I have over you. Yani apne zaban ko pakadne ke baad aap ye kalam farma rahe hain, or whilst indicating towards his tongue that what great regret I have over you. Speak good, as your betterment lies in death, and do not utter evil. He says, do not utter evil, as your safety lies in death. When those present asked the reason behind this, yani jo wahan maujood the, they asked, ya Sayyidi, what is the reason for this? He responded and said, I have been informed that a person shall be subject to the greatest loss on the day of judgment due to the tongue. A person will be humiliated and he will face great loss and disgrace on the day of judgment simply because of his zaban. Yani is zaban ki wajah se bande ko itni takleef se guzarni padti hai. So why can't we put the lock? Why can't we put Kufle Medina on the tongues, dear viewers of Madani channel? He says, O tongue, speak well, you will benefit, and refrain from speaking ill, as your safety lies in this. Your safety lies in this, that one person, a person should speak well, and things which are beneficial, things which will not put you into trouble, things that would not make you lose your reward and sawab. People give taklif, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, it is to give unnecessary tasks to the angel who are known as kiram and katibin, who are jotting and noting down every word you say, because man says nothing except two ready recorders recording every word he says. Ji haan, ho sakta, possible hai ki aapne WhatsApp ke zariye se, social media ke zariye se apne messages ko, apne pegham ko delete kiya bhejne ke baad. Taki samne wala, jisko humne bheja, the person whom we have sent this message to have not yet heard the message, not yet read the message, so we can delete it. But when we say something about any person or any other sin, how can you delete it from the registers of Kiram and Kasibin? For they have already noted and written down what you have said. So they are always two ready recorders writing down everything. So on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be faced with difficulties and hardships, the greatest loss is because of this tongue. The zaban is the thing that puts a person into trouble. It breaks through the two huge gates in front, which are the lips, and 32 soldiers, which are the guardians, which are the guards of this tongue. It is the softest bone of the body, but look at the damages. It comes out of the mouth, it says things which will cause the eyes to get blue, such as a blue eye, will cause the other organs and the other body parts of the person to get damaged. And then what? There's only regret, dear viewers. So control the tongue. Our awliya and salihin, our pious predecessors would say, speak less, eat less, and sleeping less, dear viewers of Madani Channel, are three important components for a person to attain success. If we can sleep less, eat less, and speak less, you will find these qualities in the awliya, in the salihin, through which they attain, you know, ma'rifat. May Allah grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand these matters, dear viewers. We have just few moments left, and now we listen to another beautiful saying of this great personality. This is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says, when the dirham and dinar, yani gold coins of silver, gold and silver coins came into existence, when they first fashioned, Shaitan held the money, he held these golden coins in his hands. He held them in his hands and then placed it in his eyes and said, you are the nourishment of my heart and the coolness to my eyes. Yani Shaitan peso ko dekh karke ye bolne laga. You are the nourishment of my heart and the coolness to my eyes. Through you, I will make people rebellious and turn them into disbelievers. I will cause people to enter hell because of you. I'm happy with the person whose love of the world causes him to become your slave. This is what the shaitan, the accursed devil, had said. I'm happy with the person whose love of the world causes him to become your ghulam and slave. Looking at the money, he said this. Aaj peso ki peeche saari dunya bhag rahi hai. Entire world is behind money. Illa mashallah, except for the chosen ones, except for the friends of Allah, except for those who have taqwa and piety, except for those who understand the purpose of their being in this world. May Allah forgive us, dear viewers. So shaitan took dirham o dinar. He took this gold and silver coins when it first was fashioned, and he placed it in his eyes and he said, you are the nourishment of my heart and the coolness of my eyes. So whenever we put the money in our top pockets close to our hearts, we should remember it is very dear to Shaitan as well. Whenever you fight for money, you must remember you are fighting for that which Shaitan wants you to fight for. Because he finished saying, I am very, very happy with the person whose love of the world causes him to become your slave. So the person who fights and chases money has become the slave of this world, and he is a very close companion to the devil, to the accursed Shaitan, for this is what he wants a person to do. May Allah protect us, and may Allah remove the love of the wealth from our hearts so that we could return the wealth of those from whom we have unjustly taken. The stronger ones in the family have perhaps oppressed the weaker ones by swiveling the money away from them, such as inheritance, so on and so forth. You will hear these cases, such as the weaker ones in a family who were supposed to receive inheritance, the uncles and the stronger ones of the family who have some dominance on the family, do not allow that money to go to them. It's because of the chakkar and the love of this world. May Allah forgive us. May Allah pardon our sins. And I leave you with this last statement of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Hi. Affirmate hai. The nation in which injustice becomes apparent will suffer from a great number of deaths. Today, it's all in front of our eyes. May Allah forgive us. He says, the nation in which injustice becomes apparent, itna zulm o sitam, they will suffer from a great number of deaths. And these are the sayings of the awliya. Ya'ani, he is a wali of Allah, he is a companion of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. About his azmat and status, what can we say? Allah unke sadqe mein hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye. May Allah fulfill everyone's lawful wishes. They keep reciting Durud-e Pak. So remember what is the slogan and the statement of your organization, of your Da'wat Islami. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah.